Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is How to Put Together an Action Plan. Just as you wouldn't be successful building a home without a set of blueprints, it's doubtful that you'll be successful in achieving any significant goal without having an action plan. A well-designed action plan clarifies the things that you need to do in order to achieve your goal. It outlines a prioritized sequence of steps, and it serves as a method of measuring your progress to ensure that you're on the right track. I'd like to share with you two personal examples that demonstrate the connection between well-thought-out written action plans and the achievement of specific goals. In January of 1990, I set a goal to earn $400,000 from selling residential real estate. In reviewing my sales numbers from the previous year, I determined that if I wanted to make $400,000, I would need to sell 117 homes at an average sales price of $115,000. Rather than working with a lot of buyers, I spent most of my time identifying sellers who wanted to sell their homes because of the control that it gave me. Based upon my previous year's prospecting results, I knew I would have to meet with 252 prospective sellers in order to reach my goal. I then divided this goal of 252 appointments by 52 weeks and determined that I had to set a weekly goal of 5 appointments or 1 per business day. Once again, my record keeping helped me assess how many calls that I would need to make each day in order to get 1 appointment. At 27 years of age, with little credibility and no friends who could afford to buy a house, most of my efforts were focused in the cold market, which meant that I had to make a lot of calls. By the end of the year, I had met with 250 prospective sellers, too short of my goal, and I had sold 115 homes, too short of my goal. But due to appreciation in the market, my average commission was slightly higher than the previous year, and I earned $401,000. Now, if I'd started out the year saying, I want to make $400,000 and I will work hard to do so, do you think that I would have accomplished my goal? Not likely. And if I did, it would have been pure luck. Do you want your success left up to luck, or do you want to have a plan? The key to this action plan was a breakdown of daily activities. By tracking my results, I knew where I stood relative to my weekly goal. If I was behind schedule, I picked up the pace. So many people fail to reach their goals because they fail to carve the goal into daily activities and therefore never know if they're on the right track. Let me give you a different type of example. When I create an action plan for new projects, the first step I take is open Microsoft Word on my computer and go through a process of draining my brain. I compose a list of everything I could think of that would go into achieving my goal. After a complete brain drain, I organize my list. After organizing it, I set priorities and assign deadlines to the key elements. When I contemplated launching this blog, my list included categories such as website, podcast, potential profit centers, budget, business formation, social media, organization of my list of little things, marketing, and so on. Then, within each category, I listed subcategories. For example, the social media category contained such things as learn and follow experts in the field, join Twitter, get an avatar, establish my Facebook fan page, complete my profile on LinkedIn, and learn proper protocol in the social media sector. Once I was satisfied with the action plan, I reviewed it with my mastermind team that I had assembled for this project. This team is a group of people I respect and have expertise and experience in this arena. Based upon their suggestions, I refined my plan and got started executing it. The end result is I launched my blog just as I had planned. Let me encourage you to take the concepts that I've shared with you in this lesson and put together a prioritized daily action plan to achieve the goal that is most important to you. Once you have drained your brain and created your prioritized plan, identify 5 people who have been successful in your chosen endeavor. Ask them to review your plan and offer you feedback. People who have been successful are the very people who will be happy to help you. Don't be afraid to ask or let your ego get in the way. Most successful people gain fulfillment by sharing their experience with others. One of the smartest things you could do to achieve any goal is to learn from those who've already achieved the success that you desire. Once your final plan is broken into daily activities that you need to take, get started. Be disciplined and be sure to track your results. From time to time, share your progress with your mastermind team and continue to seek their advice. If you have experience with the creation and execution of action plans to achieve your goals, please contribute to this post by sharing your ideas and tips in the comments section below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. And remember, to achieve any important goal, you must first develop a prioritized daily action plan. Then, using your self-discipline, execute your plan with excellence.